Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi, Maseches Zvachim Daf Mem Dalet. We are holding 10, 11 lines from the top at the two dots. Back to our favorite topic, Pigel. So although in the Torah, when the Torah presents the Aloha of Pigel, the Torah uses the Korban Shlomim as a prototype for Pigel. Nevertheless, the Mishnah tells us, and we're going to see more extensively in the Gemara, Pigel can apply to pretty much all Korbanis, provided they are comprised of this dual component system, a Matir and a Niter. So for instance, by an animal carbon, we have the matter as per the dam, the blood, through which it's processing. The rest of the carbon becomes permitted, hutar, mutar, nitar, permitted for further consumption, further processing, consumed by man or mizbeach. So just like shlamim has that dual component, and therefore it can have pigel, any carbon that has that element, that dual element to it, likewise, is open to the pigel process. Kol sheyesh lematirin, bein la'adam, bein la'mizbeach. Any carbon which has matirin. So for instance, the blood which is matir, which permits, which unlocks, which enables some material to be fed to the adam or to the mizbeach, such as the basar to the adam, the emurin, the fast to the mizbeach. So the pigel that occurs during the avodah of the dam will now jump over to the material on the receiving end, the niter. Right? So now the basar, the imur, will become pigel, and if one eats them, there is a karas liability. There's a chiv of pigel. Who's to say? Maybe it's limited to shlamim. After all, that's the example at the terrorist sites. So perhaps it's limited to shlamim only, and no other carbon will be open to pigel. No, perhaps maybe el chayetzav shlamim. So maybe the Torah only will include, shlamim or something which is very similar to a shlamim. Regarding the time frame for eating the carbon, so only a carbon which fits that bill, which compares to the time frame of shlamim, which is 2 nights and a day, the day of the Akrava, the following day and the night in between, only a carbon that has that time frame, perhaps, is open to pigel, but not any other carbon. Now, why would we even stretch it past the shlamim? Why would we even, allow others that are comparable to shlamim to be included? Rashi brings based on the Gemara later, because really we have a formula that will apply here. It's called klal prato klal. The Torah says, "Vima ochel ye ochel," it will be eaten, it will be eaten, which is a general term covering a broader scope than just a shlamim. You have a klal, we have the prat, a specific reference to a shlamim. So that results in a klal prat to klal, which typically allows us to include others as well. So on the one hand, we're not just covering everything, otherwise why would the Torah bother specifying specifics like citing the shlamim as an example? On the other hand, we're not limiting to shlamim only because of these general references of ochel yachol, referring to other kabbonis as well. Rather, we include something which is similar, others which are comparable, fully comparable to shlamim. So perhaps only those who have the same time frame as shlamim will be open to pigel. Just like shlamim yichodim. What's specific about shlamim? Necholen lishne yamim v'layla echad. You have 2 days and a night to eat it. Avko, likewise, any carbon that has a similar time frame, nechal, which is eaten l'shnei yom v'layla echad, perhaps only that has pigel. How about nechal l'yom v'layla b'nai? What about a carbon which has a shorter time frame, a day and a night? Tamuloyma, we have a pasuk. We have a word in this pasuk which adds that as well. The pasuk reads, v'me'ochel yo'ochel mipsar zevach shlom. Why mipsar? Why zevach? These are extra words to tell us, kol shesh yorav necholen, any carbon whose leftovers are consumed. So after you are makrav the matir, whether it's the blood by the animal karma, whether it's the kaimitz by the mincha, we have leftovers that are consumed by man or mizbeach, will be open to people. So what about an oila, carbon oila, which is fully consumed on mizbeach? She'en shir nechal, nobody's eating the shirayim. Right? It's all straight on the mizbeach. There's no, you know, primary and leftovers. Menayin, how do we know that too? Is open to pikul tam limar. We have the word in the pasuk zevach, which covers an oila as well. Menayin larabis ha'oifes v'menoches. Okay, till now we spoke about animal karbanos. What about bird karbanos? What about menoches? So we go down the list, achani marbe, perhaps until I'll include even the luk shemen shomatzera, that, you know, amount of, the container of oil. Then a matzera will bring, together with his karbanos, some of it is sprayed towards the barecha, some of it is placed on his hand, on his thumb, on his toe, on his ear, on his head, and the rest is consumed by kehanim. How do we know that? Pigal can apply to that too. Tamu leimar, asher hei makdishim li. This is actually a pasuk regarding forbidding eating karbanos when a person is tamei. It says, don't get near the karbanos, asher hei makdishim li, which they are magdish for me. And it covers all karbanos that are magdishim li. So that's the starting point. So how do we extend that to pigal? By a double connection. First of all, v'asi noisar. First, we're going to learn the halacha of noisar, that it applies to all karbanos as well, based on the halacha of tuma, which applies to all karbanos, by way of a gzeres shava, using the words chilul. It says chilul by noisar, it says chilul by tuma. So we made that connection, chilul chil mituma. So now we know that all karbanos are open to noisar. So if they're left beyond their, you know, their time frame, they become noisar. Next connection is over to pigul. So once we've established that noisar and tuma apply to all karbanos, likewise pigul. How? By way of another gzereshav, v'asi pigul, and pigul will learn, by way of a connection using the words avain. It says oven over here, it says oven over there, me nicer from nicer. And now we know that just as tumah applies to all karbanos, likewise nicer, likewise pigul. Ask the Gemara. Okay, so once you've covered everything, why does the Torah bother even mentioning the shlamim and singling him out? If in any case, we're going to broaden the scope and cover all karbanos. What's going to eventually going to include everything? Lama, namar, shlamim. So why does the Torah? Me'ata, why now does the Torah say the word shlamim? To tell you. There needs to be some similarity to shlamim as well. You have to. Feature. A carbon has to contain the criteria found by the shlamim. Lo'im lof to tell you. Ma shlamim yuchadim. What's unique about a shlamim? It has that dual component process to it. It has the mater and iter arrangement, as we explained. And that's what enables the pigle. Sheishle matirin, a shlamim has matirin. By processing the blood, you are now enabling, you're unlocking, you're permitting some part of that animal to be mizbeach, the emurim, some part for human consumption, the flesh. Bein the adam, bein the mizbeach, whether to the adam or the mizbeach. Afko, likewise, any carbon that has that dual element to it, a mater and niter arrangement. Whether for man or for mizbeach, chayavan adam shem pigul, pigul will apply. And now we go back down the list and demonstrate how, in fact, this concept applies to all those karbanis. Somewhere in the process, there is a mater and a niter. For instance, in the oila. Ha'oila, yeah, although it's completely on the mizbeach, but there is a mater and a niter. You know how? Dama, its blood, is mater as besar l'mizbeach. And processing the dam, you are being mater, the basar to the mizbeach, and the hide for the kayanim. What about an oila sa'if? A bird oila? Likewise. Dama mater as besar l'mizbeach. The blood is mater, the flesh for the mizbeach. Chata sa'if as well. Dama mater as besar l'kayanim. The blood allows the basar for the kayanim. What about the internal karbonais chatos? The ones whose blood is placed internally on the mizbeach apnimi, and whose emurim are burnt under mizbeach hachitzen. There are two, parim and esrafim. We see an esrafim, those cows and goats that are burnt, because the flesh is burnt outside the mikdash, But there's something brought inside as well. Damam, right? Their dam is matter. As a merein likariv, is enabling their emurim to be brought in of his bechachitzen. So all these fit the bill. But we have an exception. We have many exceptions. Moitzani is hakoymetz. The koymetz itself, he is a matter. He's on the giving end of the process. When he's put on the mizbech, he permits. He allows the shirayim for consumption. But he himself is on the giving end. He's not on the receiving end of this equation. So he's a matter, and therefore he will not be open to pigul himself. That's a levayna, the spices that come off the mincha and put on the mizbech. Vakteras, the incense, burnt on the mizbech apnimi. It's a one-step process. There's no matter and nitter. All these menachas are totally offered on the mizbeach without any leftovers. V'hadam, last but not least, the blood itself, which is a matter, rather than being affected by others. So therefore, he will not have pigul upon him. According to Tanakama, pigul applies to all kabbanis, provided they fit the bill. They have a matter nitter arrangement. And it covers even internal karbanis. Rav Shimon Omer, no. No internal karbanis are susceptible to pigul because Shlomim is the catalyst. Shlomim is the precedent, the prototype. And Shlomim in itself is an external karban. So only those will have pigul. Rav Shimon Omer, ma Shlomim miyuchadim. Just like Shlomim is miyuchadim, they're unique. In a sense that it's an external karban. Sheyesh. Sheyesh noy, sheyesh boy, al mezbeach achitzen. Its blood is offered on an external mezbeach, v'chayrav and lov, and therefore the chiv of pigul, afkol, likewise, any carbon. Only external carbonis will have pigul. Sheyesh non al mezbeach achitzen, which are applied to the external mezbeach, chayrav and lov, shem pigul, is open to pigul, as opposed to the internal carbonis, yetzu parim, and srafim, all those will not have pigul. Hoyom, sheyesh non al mezbeach achitzen, kishlam sins. They don't relate to the external mizbech like the shlomim. Ein chayoven alav mishum pigul is no pigul. Amar, let's go back to the beginning of the brisa, where it was suggested that perhaps pigul is not such a broad phenomenon. It applies only to shlomim and those comparable to shlomim in terms of their time frame, consumption time frame, 2 days and a night. So we'll compare only those karbanis. For instance, Amar, let's go back and review. Kayetzib shlomim mayniyu. So you're going to compare and equate only those that are comparable. For instance, mayniyu, give me an example, bechor, firstborn kosher animal, which is a carbon, which also has this 2-day time frame, the nechal, which is consumed within 2 days and a night. So perhaps only he is comparable to the shlomim. But my, now, what method will you use to compare to the shlomim? My asi, how are you going to derive the bechor from the shlomim? Is it by way of comparison? Well, you can refute that comparison. Nikol Mifra can ask like this. Maybe Shlomim is different and has higher standards than a Bechor. You can't compare. Mal Shlomim Shein Tu'unin Smicha. You have to lean on the Shlomim. Unasach, you have to bring the Nasach. You have to wave these specific parts, but the Bechor doesn't have those. How can you compare? Ella Mehim Achl Yach. Rather, it's based on a formula called a klal prato klal. Because the pasuk reads like this, Vima ochel, it will be eaten. Which one will be? Anything will be eaten. Any carbon, ya'ochel, will be eaten. Again, a general term, not specific to shlomim. And then later we have the words, besar zevach shlomov, singling out a specific carbon. So you have a klal, you have a prat and a klal, which allows us to include others as well. Even those that aren't exactly a carbon copy of the shlomim, as long as they're somewhat similar. Asks the Gemara, but this is not your classic klal prata klal, which typically has a general followed by a specific, followed by a general. Here it's two general terms next to each other, and then comes the specific. How could you turn this into klal prata klal? Hani tre klal, these are general terms, the smicha dadinin, which are situated right next to each other. Amar Rava, it works as well. Because Amar Rava is in Eretz Yisrael, they say this too can be considered a klal prata klal. Kamakam shata mitzvah shne klal is ha smicha melezeh, when you find two general terms in close proximity, hatel prat benim, take the prat which is stated afterwards. Because otherwise, what's the purpose of this, this type of reference? Bring it in here, import it, insert it between these two general terms, and you get yourself a klal prat klal. V'doinam, and learn it b'klal prat, In which case, we allow you to include others as well. So I would only include a Bechor, because it's very similar to the Shlomim. If not for the extra, you know, words in the Pasuk, Mepesar and Zavach, as we learned before, which in fact allows us to include everything that has Matirin. All the way down the list, Achani Marbe, Lukshem and Shamotzer, even the Lukshem and Shamotzer, which is in a way accessory to a carbon, it's not the actual carbon, Asham, it comes together with the Asham. But if the Asham became pickled by way of the distorted, you know, blood application with a machshava pickle, the luk shemen as well becomes pickle, despite the fact we're meant to know that luk shemen can come separate from the carbon. You can bring it a week later if you choose to do so. But in this case, that he brought it together with the carbon, it's one package, it's one experience, it's one offering. The carbon is pickle, the oil is pickle. How many Rav Meir here? Now, we may recall that in the Mishnah, we had a machlekes regarding this very exact situation. Accessories, carbon accessories, such as luk shemen shematzer, such as minchas nesachim, which can come with a carbon, can come separate from the carbon. You can bring it a week later. In both, Rav Meir says, look, if you happen to bring it with the carbon, then it is affected by the status of the carbon. If it's pigle, then this is pigle as well. Chacham disagreed because theoretically they can be brought separately, they're related to each other. It's a separate offering. Even if the carbon is pigle, such as the asham in this case, the luk shemen will not become pigle. So within this brisa, we seem to have a contradiction. Initially, the brisa says, luk shemen shematzer is swept along with the asham is pigle, luk shemen is pigle as well. Later on, the brisa will tell us, minchas nesachem, which is another example of an accessory. The oil, the mincha that comes with the carbon, you can bring it with, you can bring it separate. Can we bring it with later? And the brisa says, in fact, it's not going to become pigle. So which opinion are we adopting here? According to Rav Meir, all accessories are impacted by the carbon, whether it's luk shemen, whether it's minchas nesachem. According to Rabbanan, both are not impacted by the carbon. And here we have one on one. Luk shemen is in, minchas nesachem is out. How do we reconcile this price? Hamani Rav Meir, initially, the initial connotation of the price is that luk shemen is included in the carbon. That's like Rav Meir, the son, luk shemen shemet tzorah. Chayav and Olivishim Pigle, the Rameir holds. Luk Shemen, which is an accessory to the Asham, gets impacted by the Asham's Pigle. Amos Seifen, let's move on to the next part of the Brisa, where we see otherwise regarding the other type of accessory. Umoitzini, I'm going to exclude, I'm going to pull out the Minchas Nesachim, Vadam and blood. Vasan Rabban, that follows the Shitas Rabbanon. An accessory is not one package with the carbon, the Sanya, as we find in the Brisa. Nilaschei Behema. The Nesachim of a Behemah, which were brought with the Behemah, Chayav and Aleim Shem Pigel. Pigel applies to it as well. Why? Because currently, it's being offered as one package with the carbon, and if the Dam of the carbon made Pigel on the carbon, that status extends to the Nesachim as well. Because the blood of the carbon is Mater, the Nesachim, for Hakrava. So they too are considered on the receiving end of the blood and impacted by the status of the carbon, the Rameir. Amrul Chacham disagree. Theoretically, a person can bring his animal carbon today and wait on the Nesachim for a week or 10 days. Nesachim Mekan on the Sari Yamim. Can bring it 10 days later. So it's not one entity with the carbon and unaffected by the status of the carbon. Amrul and Rameir responds, in a way, I agree with you. If it's brought separately, fine. But here he's bringing it together. Together as one. You can't separate them now. Omer len afanig lo yamarti. When I said that the Nesachim are considered one, I only meant ele bebonim azevech. They happen to come together with the carbon. Okay, in any case, clearly, it's Rav Meir who says, lo yikshem shel metzora can become pigle with the carbon. It's Rav Meir who says minchas nesachim becomes pigle with the carbon. Rabbanan disagree on both accounts. And now Bryce will be considered the luk shemen in and minchas nesachim out. I'm Rabbi Yosef. Hamani Rabbi, our Bryce says, was authored by Rabbi, who, regarding minchas nesachim, adopted the Rabbanan's shita. It's a separate entity, unaffected by the carbon. However, regarding the Lugshem and Shematzera, he held differently. He held that granted the pigal status upon the Osham will not affect the Lugshemen. So how do you have pigal on the Lugshemen? Listen to this. Within the Lugshemen itself, you can have a built-in, self-generated pigal process. Right? Because the Lugshemen was first sprayed, right? Seven times, they took the oil, seven times towards the Pareches. That is considered the Hakrava, the offering of that Lugshemen, which now permits the rest for consumption. So within the Lugshemen itself, you have a complete Matir Nitir arrangement. That explains why there's pigal. Unrelated to the Karban. No, that's not why he's becoming pigal. He's becoming pigal if during the Hazois of that oil, he had a machshava, an incorrect machshava of pigul. That's what the Brisa means when it says Lugshemen can become pigul. Hamani Rebbe, the Amor who says Lugshemen shematzera matnois of shorali. You know what enables the Lugshemen for consumption? You know what permits the shirayim of the oil for consumption? Not the blood of the yashim, the matnois, the applications of the oil itself. Umid the matnois of shorali. Let's assume if the matnois, the oil applications, are the ones that permit the rest of the oil, they become the matter of the oil. Matanis and Mishfagule. Likewise, the matanis. The thought process which is occurring during those matanis of the oil, that will generate pigle on the leftovers. The sun is, we find in a brisa, that effect Rebbe holds. The matter of the oil is not the blood of the asham. It's the matanis of the oil itself. The sun is Lukshamish Matsur, Me Alamboy, Ad Shizur Kadam. So if one is going to misuse the Lugshemen Shel Matzera, he has committed Mi'ila, must bring a carbon Mi'ila, and this status is active until the Zrika of the blood of the Asham. Once that happens, Nizra Kadam, once they process the blood of the Asham, process is over. Although you shouldn't be diverting the oil for personal use until they finish the entire process, they apply it to the Mitzvah, on the stomach, etc. But Minat Torah, B'leimal, there's no Me'ilah applicable. Why? Rashi explains, because according to this opinion, the Chachamim's opinion, not Rebbe's opinion, this is the Chachamim's opinion, that the matter of the oil is the Dam Ha'asham. And once that occurs, once that's processed, the matter has been addressed and processed, the Me'ilah status falls off. Rebbe disagrees. He says, no, the blood of the Asham is not matter the oil. Oil is a separate entity. It needs its own internal matter. The oil applications themselves are the matter. So until that happens, there's Me'ila. It's considered an unprocessed carbon. Rebbe, Omer Me'alam Achit Matnoisa. Me'ila stays active until you apply the oil applications. And once you do that, the process has been completed and the leftovers are permitted for the Kehanim. So we're going to assume that according to Shitas Rebbe, since the oil applications are the matirim, they are the mefagalin as well. They make pigul on the oil. But the brisa continues. We conclude with Shav and all agree, she'asar b'achila. You shouldn't be eating the oil anyways. At she'itim matan sheva, matan b'hoinois, until they complete all the applications, the seven spritches and the application on the mitzvah's thumb and all that. The rabbani, you shouldn't be touching the oil until that point. Okay, so that was a race of tarots. Pigal by the oil, it's a self-made pigal. In accordance with Shitas Rebbe, just like the applications on matter, they are mefagel. Amru Rabbonon kamid Rabbi Yirmiyah. So the Chachamim presented this solution to Rabbi Yirmiyah. Amar, he responded with surprise. Gavru Rabbek Rabbi Yosef, such a great man like Rabbi Yosef. Could he have said such a thing? Leimok yamilsa? How can you say that the oil applications, which are the matirim, they are the mefaglim? It's incorrect. Harei luga bof ne'atzmi. I'll prove it to you. Picture this. A matzor decided to bring his lugshemen a week later, 10 days later, which is legal. In that case, l'kuli alma, matnois of shorli. In this case, all agree. What's going to permit the leftover oil for consumption? The matonis. I mean, there's no blood anymore. There's no asham. It's gone. And still, v'loy mefagun le, despite the fact that it has a built-in matter, that built-in matter doesn't have the power to make pigle. Rashi explains, you know what? Pigle could only be activated and generated by blood, by a kaimis. There's no concept of oil applications to making pigle, period. Unlike Rav Yosef's suggestion, the sanyas we find in a brisa. Look, shemesh ha-matzera. Chayov in olav mishem pigle. How could you have pigle on the luk shemen? Because of the blood of the karmah, which is enabling, which is permitting the oil to be processed and etc. Right, so Rameyer considers the luk shemen as part of the carbon entity, and hence can become pigle through the carbon. Only Rameyer, the Rabbanu responds to Rameyer, no, it's just an accessory. It's not part and parcel of the carbon. It's not affected by the status of the asham. In fact, if one chooses, he can bring it 10 days later. One can bring his asham today. And it's looked 10 days later. Apparently it's a separate entity. Omlin, Rami responds, you're right in that case, but I'm not talking about that case. I only presented my opinion in a case when it is with the asham, el banim asham. Okay, but bottom line is, apparently all agree that even Rameyer agrees that the pigle concept to Luk Shemin is only limited when in fact he comes together with the carbon, because the blood of the Asham can generate pigle upon him as well, but not if he comes separate. The matanas of the oil itself, although they're going to be matzah oil, but they don't have a power of making pigle. So that suggestion will not really work. So now back to the question. We seem to have a contradiction, an inconsistency in the brisa. Initially we learned that luk shemesh ha-matzer can become pigle, which is like a remeir shita. Then we say the minchas and sachem are out. Why? Elam Rav Yirmiyah, lo elam remeir. You're right, the brisa goes like remeir. We'll just delete Nesachim. That's it. Because that halacha is incorrect. Amar Abayi, no, don't delete anything. Lo'elam le'tism, don't delete. Let me explain to you what the Braisa had in mind. It depends whether accessories such as Luk Shemen or the Nesachim are coming together as one package at the same time with the carbon. Then, according to Rameyer, they become pigle with the carbon. That's one part of the brisa. Part B of the brisa was speaking when they came separately, a week later. Separate accessories are unaffected by the carbon. Very simple. Vitana and the Tana and the brisa first presented. Vitana, he first presented Lug Habayma Asham, the Lug that comes together with the Asham, as one package. What in Nesachim? Habayim Azevach. The same would apply to Nesachim with the curb. He mentioned one example. It applies to both. Together with the curb is one with the curb and becomes pigle with the curb. But the Tana, then later on in the Brisa, it was a different case. Nesachim Habayim Fnei Atzma. He mentioned Nesachim, but where they came separately. And the same thing would be to a Lug, who came separately. So we're talking about two different cases. The brisa says Rameyer, accessories are part and parcel of the carbon, provided they came together, whether it's the Luk Shemen or the Nesach, as opposed to where they came separately, they're free of pigle. Okay, so in summary, although Shlomim is cited in the Torah as the, you know, prototype for pigle, nevertheless, we extend it, we broaden it to other carbonates as well, whether animal carbonates, bird carbonates, menachis, provided they feature a matir niter arrangement. What about carbon accessories like the Luk Shemen or Nesachim? It depends. If they came at a different time, certainly they cannot become pigle. If they come together with the carbon, we have Rameyer says pigle, Chacham say no. Now the Brice explained for us that Chata Sa'if is open to pickle because Dama Matar Spesar L'Kehana, because the other blood applications permits the flesh of the bird to the Kehana. Well, it says, how do we even know that the bird goes to the Kehana? Manan Amili, Tani Levi. So Levi actually is going to zero in on the Psukim in Pasha Shalach. Sorry, I said actually Pasha's Korach. Rashi says this was after the Machlekas of Korach when they challenged, Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen's, Kahuna. So after it was settled, Hashem expressed his wish that Aaron HaKohen, in fact, be the Kohen. Hashem wanted to reinforce his position. Strengthen his hand. Rashi says it's like a mashal. It's actually, I think, a medrash. This fellow was plowing with his cow, and it fell into a ditch, broke his foot. Oy, look what happened. He goes down to dig out the cow, and he finds a treasure, hidden treasure. Nishbur regal parasai. So something which sometimes appears initially like something tragic, Hashem has always has goodness embedded within it. Likewise, over here by Korach, who is Ma'arar al Kahuna, he challenged the Kahuna, the status of Aaron HaKohen, which is certainly a negative thing. Question his status, question his position. So after it was settled, Hashem went and reinforced it, made it even stronger, and presented a full list of Chalf Dalad Matonis Kahuna. 24 various gifts that are given to Kohanim, Truma, Maser. So, basically what Rashi is saying, it turned out to his benefit, because not only didn't he get weaker, it strengthened the position of the Kohanim as leaders, undisputed leaders of Klal Yisrael, and deserving of our support. They were the leaders, they were the promoters of Torah, they were the Rabbonim, the Poskim, and it's our privilege, our zechus, to support them, so that they have the resources and ability to carry on their holy work and leading Klal Yisrael. So we know why the Torah had to present all those, the whole list, but we find some extra words. Kol karbonim. L'chol, we have extra kols. I'm going to dwell on those. Tanik Levi, kol karbonim. What's the word kol? Adding, l'rabbis l'kshem shamatzera, that the Kohanim will receive the extras, the leftovers of the Lukshem Shamatzer. So the Chachamim perhaps I'll think it's different than a regular korban. Min Eish Kos Rachman. The Torah speaks about them getting things which are left over from the fire. Korban materials which are brought in the Mizbeach, they get the leftovers. But what about the oil? Which none of it goes on the Mizbeach. Vaylav Moisem Min Eish. None of it is burnt on the Mizbeach. Who? Kamashman. That's why the Pasuk has to come and tell us. Kol korbanim. Even the Lukshem Shamatzer. And Rashi says, we find that it's called korban, v'hikrav oisai is like a shemen. So v'hikrav korban, same thing, it's going on to lukshem, kamashma. What about l'chol manachasim? They get manachis, all manachis. What are we covering? All varieties of mincha. L'rabbis minchas oimer, minchas knois, the mincha that we bring, on first day of Pesach. I've just had the sphere of oimer, right? So the oimer, which is primarily coming to unlock the new crop for consumption. So that too goes to the Kayana, Mechas Knois, the carbon that a woman who strayed, the Saita, will bring to verify her status. So the leftovers of those are fed to the Kayanim as well. Why would I think those are different? Talk about the Chamina. They're not coming for atonement. They have other functions. Lahat, I would think the Pasuk says, regarding carbonus that the Kayanim eat, V'ochlo oisim asher kurpa behem. But the Kayanim eat, there's atonement, so perhaps only something which has a atonement component goes to the Kohanim. Asher kurpa behem minchas oimer, as opposed to minchas oimer lahatir asa, which is primarily coming to permit the new crop, and likewise minchas knois, the one from the seita, levar oven kaasi, is coming to verify, to confirm her status, whether she sinned. So perhaps it's a different type. Kamashmo, no. The point is it goes to the Kohanim as well. What about l'chol chatasam? The word l'chol, the rabbi, oh, chatas oiv. The rabbi's chatas oiv, that even the bird chatas goes to them. Why would I think it's different than any other carbon? The answer is because, in contrast to a regular carbon, which is shechted, right? Chatas oiv has no shechita. Rather, they do malika. They clip off its head using the kayan's nail, you know, from the back. It's not even a proper shechita. So perhaps it's like a dead animal. It cannot be consumed by a person. It's a nevela. Perhaps I would say nevela. He has the status of a nevela and it's forbidden for human consumption. No. The answer is, if it's kosher for a carbon, it's kosher for the kohen. What about l'chol ashamim? All types of ashams? L'rabi is to include asham nazir, asham etzira. If a nazir became tamei, he has to bring an asham, which enables him to restart his count, to reset his count. V'asham etzira, when he concludes his, you know, purification process, he brings an asham as well, which again enables him to machshir him to eat karbanis. And these two are given to the kehan. Why would I think these are different? L'hachshir k'asam, they're coming to enable, rather than to be mechaper k'mash malon. The point is, it goes to the kohanim as well. Asks the Gemara, well, asham metzer, there's no need for a special pasuk of asham metzer. Behadik sibei, have a clear pasuk that it goes to the kohen. Rashi brings it. It says, kechatas ha'asham hu, this asham is like a regular chatas, feter kohanim. Why would I think it's different? Rather, you're right. There's no need for the metzerah to be covered. The rabbi is asham nazir, k'asham metzer. The Brisa meant to consider the asham nazir, which is only coming to be machshir the nazir, and treat it like the asham metzer, which is given to kohanim. The words asher yoshivu, what's that going to? It's a gezel ager. If one robs, one steals money from a ger, and he swears falsely, denies the claim, and then the ger dies. Now, typically, if he was a regular, you know, member of the Klal Yisrael, who has the Yerushim, so in this case, if the thief would admit to his falsification, he has to pay plus an asham, plus a fifth. But if there's a ger without kids, childless ger passes away, who are you going to give the money to? It goes to the kohanim. So it's like repayment to Hashem, who now hands it to kohanim as his, you know, guardian, his emissaries. The pasuk concludes, l'chahu, the money belongs to you, to the kohen. It's your personal money. It has no holiness to it. Shalcha yeh, you can use it for any purpose. I feel even the kaddish where it's isha to mekaddish, isha, it's your personal money. Okay, now, one more point to analyze. The brisa we mentioned, para manesrafim, usira manesrafim, these are types of chatos karbonis, which are internal, like the par yom kippurim, par helam davar shal tzibur, par kain mashuach, whose blood is placed on the mizbeach in the heichel, whose emurim are burnt on the external mizbeach, whose leftover blood is poured down on the bottom of the external mizbeach, whose flesh is burnt outside the Beis HaMikdash. Can pigul apply to this carbon? According to the Tanakhama, yes, sure. According to Rav Shimon, no. Because the primary blood applications are internal. And only an external carbon has pigul like the shlam. Now we have a third shita, which is sort of a compromise shita. Sometimes pigul applies, sometimes not, to these carbonates. It depends when the pigul occurred. If it occurred externally, while he was doing the avodah outside, and he planned his pigul on something which is also external, then there's pigul. But if it relates to something internal, in the heichel, that's beyond the reach of pigul, it's immune to pigul, there's no pigul in that case. Tanya, Rav Lezer, Omer, he quotes Mishum Reis Yaglili. It depends. Pigul bedavar nasa b'chutz. If the pigul occurred during the external process, then pigul has been accomplished. However, b'davar nasa b'fnim, on something internal, like pigul was unaccomplished. Keta, for instance, hayamin b'chutz, he was standing outside of the azar. Rav Amar, he says, I'm now doing the shechita, which occurs outside, lahazis m'dama l'macha, to apply the blood, which is internal, tomorrow. That's not pigul, like pigul. Why? Shemach shava b'chutz, b'davar nasa b'fnim, like pigul. Although the thought process occurred when he was outside, but since it relates to something internal, there's no pigul. Likewise, hayamin b'fnim, let's say he's situated in the heichel right now. Vomar, he says, already maz, I'm going to apply the blood on the mizbech apnimi. Amanas, on condition, lahakter murim, v'lishpach shurayim l'machot, to burn the fats, or pour the blood on the external mizbech tomorrow. Like pigal, there's no pigal there. Why? Because where is he now? He's inside. Beyond the reach of pigal. Shemach shavah b'fnim. B'davar nasa b'chutz, because although he's thinking when he's inside, but he's thinking about something external. Sorry, so even though he's thinking about something external, but since he's right now inside, there's no pickle. The only way there will be pickle is as follows. Avol hayomim b'chutz. Well, let's say he was actually standing outside. Ravarman, he says, I'm doing the shechita here. Lishpoich shrayim l'malchar. They pour the leftovers here on the Mizbech HaChitzin tomorrow. Or, oy lahakter murun l'malchar, do the haktara tomorrow. Now it's pigel, because shemach shava b'chutz. B'davar nasa b'chutz, both conditions have been met. He was outside, and he was thinking about something outside. Omar Rabishu ben Levi, how do we know that in fact, this is a precondition, micro? The answer is, we have a pasuk by the Parkoin Mashiach, which seems to be an extra pasuk, comparing him to a shlomim again. Kasher yura mishar zevach ha-shlomim. Now, what are we learning from shlomim? Why is this pasuk necessary? V'chi ma lomadu mishar zevach ha-shlomim yata. What are we learning now from the shlomim? Ella, rather, is to make that connection. That we require that external component to generate pigul, just like a shlomim. Ella makish parkoin Mashiach, we connect this carbon to the shar zevach ha-shlomim, as follows. Ma shar zevach ha-shlomim, just like by the cow of the shlomim. All is external. That's all he has. Achihu masav. The activity, the thought process, everything is happening outside regarding the external area, the external mizbeach. Af parkoy mashiach, likewise parkoy mashiach. If you want pigul, it must relate externally only. Achi machshavoy of masav mizbeach achitzin. The machshava has to occur when he's outside, and he must be contemplating an action which is external as well. Amar Nachman, Amar Rabba, Barabo, Amar Rab. How do we? What's the conclusion? What's the psak halacha? Halacha k'Rabbi Lazar, like this shita, Shama Shnabi Yisi. So now we have three shitas, and we have the final conclusion, the psak halacha. Amar Rabba, what's the point of concluding with a psak halacha? It's not really relevant nowadays until Mashiach comes, right? We'll have the Beis Hamikdash, we'll bring karbanis. Hechas the Mashiach. Why do we have to establish halachas that are related to Mashiach's times? Only Abai Sabai says, what do you mean? So don't learn the whole Masechas Zvachim. They used to call Masechas Zvachim Shechitas Kachem. Interestingly, you know, Masechas Chulin, Rashi calls Shechitas Chulin. And Masechas Zvachim, the word calls Shechitas Kachem. Another name for this Masechta. Says Abai, well, if you're going to go down that road, then don't learn the whole Masechta until Mashiach comes. Only Abai El Me'at, if that's the case, call Shechitas Kachem, listen. Let's not learn this whole Masechta. Hechas the Mashiachu? Hechas the Mashiachu? It relates to Mashiach's times. Ella, the answer must be, it's Hashem's Chachma, which is eternal. Right, in fact, just the opposite. Chavetz Chaim writes, based on the Gemara in the end of, I think, the end of Menachis, Zayis HaTorah Lo'olah LeMinchah. Nowadays, we can't actually do the Olah LeMinchah. We could have it through the Torah. By learning the Torah, we actually performing the karbanis. We have the schus of the karbanis. Eladresh v'kabos char. Learn it and receive reward. Hachanam here as well regarding the psak halacha. Same thing. Dresh v'kabos char. So what's the kash? Oh, he says, Hachi kamin lach. I meant to ask like this. Hilchas alamli. I understand. To learn. Spend time. To invest. Sure. It's eternal chachma. Whether or not it's applicable nowadays. Hashem's Torah is eternal. Right, but why bother concluding a halacha? That was bothering me. Lishnachin, another version of the way he responded. Amalei, he said halacha kamina. I was concerned about the word halacha. Why are we focusing on halacha lamasa, which is not really relevant today? We can speak about the various opinions and have a discussion, but in terms of actualizing the halacha, which is not relevant, what's the point? Interestingly, the Rambam does bring halacha lamasa, in this halacha, other things, and the Chavetz Chaim explains. Because he says in the Rambam in Yad HaChazaka, likewise, the Rambam in HaPirush HaMishnayos will always conclude the halachas like him, even though it's kachem, it's not really relevant today. So he says, because, the Gemara Menachas, Tav Kuf Yud, that's where it's Kuf Yud Amud Aleph. He says, just as when we learn, we get this chus of the karbanis, same thing regarding halacha lamayis, it's as if we were Makai, we fulfilled the halacha is in actuality, according to the correct halacha. Okay, so we discussed how far-reaching pigel is. It's not only limited to shlamim, rather it connects to any carbon that has a mater and a niter. Regarding the internal carbonus chatas, we have three shittas, yes, no, or only regarding the external element of it. Regarding carbon accessories, as the luk shamishal mitzvah or the menachas and sachem, Rabbanan say there's no pigel on those because they're separate entities. Rameir says if they come together with the carbon, they have the same status as the carbon as well. All the best to you and atzlacha, Rabbah.